Fascinating discussion. Found in Sefer Menachas Asher, based on this coming week's parsha, with regard to the Birchos Erisin that are recited under a chuppah just before the chasan is mekadesh the kala. Because Tosfos in Ksubas Daf Zayin Amud Beis tells us that in Maseches Kala, Chazal derive a source for the requirement to recite Birchas Erisin from this week's parsha. Pasuk says in Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Samach, Vayivarchu es Rivka, they blessed Rivka. Vayomer la achoseinu atayila alfei revava v'yirash zareich es shar sonav. So before they sent Rivka off with Eliezer to go back to her new husband Yitzchak, they gave her a bracha. So Tosfos in Ksubas Daf Zayin quotes the Maseches Kala. It says that this is a makor or a source for Birchas Erisin. So Tosfos says, if that's true, then this would in fact prove something further. This would also prove that the Birchos Erisin don't have to be recited dafka by the husband, because the husband wasn't there in the parsha. It was Eliezer. Eliezer was a shliach. So you see from this, Maseches Kala says, Tosfos, that Birchas Erisin can be recited by a shliach as well. And Tosfos says, Pashtus, the Pasuk isn't talking about Birchas Erisin. That's pretty clear. The Pasuk tells you the text of the bracha. Achoseinu atayila alfei revava. But Tosfos says, as an asmachta, in Maseches Kala, we darshan, this is a reference to Birchas Erisin. Tosfos also raises a second question here. Birchas Erisin, we know, can only be recited if you have a minion of people present. That's why once in a while you'll see that there are those that are makbid not to recite the Birchas Erisin into a microphone, because they're worried if you say the bracha directly into the microphone, so those who are sitting in the audience will not hear the actual voice of the Masada Kedushin. They'll hear the electronic reproduction of the voice. And if you require that 10 people should hear the Birchas Erisin, and the microphone reproduction of the voice is not halachically a voice, so then the 10 people don't hear the actual bracha itself. So sometimes people are makbet to keep the microphone a little distance from their face, so that those sitting closer to them hear the actual voice of the Masada Kedushin saying the bracha. But Tosfos says, if this story with Eliezer by Yevarchus Rivka is a reference to Birchas Erisin, where is the 10 people? Who was there? Besuel, Lavan, Besuel's dead already, Lavan. Where was the 10 people there? There's no minion there. So Rashi Weiss cites the Balei Tosfos on this week's parasha. Another interesting pshat on the pasuk in Perek Chav Dalet, pasuk Yud. Vayikach ha'eved asara gemalim. Eliezer takes 10 camels. So Pashtus, you assume, okay, 10 camels. He loaded up the camels with all of the goods that he was taking from Avram to bring to Rivka. Say the Balei Tosfos, the 10 camels had 10 riders also. It wasn't just to carry the merchandise. It was Asara Gemalim with Asara Anashim, who are Rochim on the Asara Gemalim. You had 10 riders. Okay, so if you have 10 riders and you have 10 camels, and you come to Rivka, and you're Vayivarchus Rivka, you're saying the Birchas Erisin, so you had 10 people there as well. So writes the Hadar Zakenim, Mibalei Tosfos, that there were Asara Anashim, Rochim on Asara Gemalim, Levarich Birchas Erisin, to say the Birchas Erisin. So working with this Maimer Chazal from Maseches Kala, that Vayivarchus Rivka is a reference to Birchas Erisin, and the shliach is reciting the Birchas Erisin. So you have now pshat in the Balei Tosfos as well, that there were even 10 people there to be present for the Birchas Erisin when Eliezer recited the bracha. Lesson for the gifts. Okay, menachanami, right? Now this also leads to another fascinating discussion in the psukim. All of this in the pashup pshat in the psukim. So Levi Yitzchak Berditchev and his Kedushas Levi on the Pasuk and Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Vayusam lefan of lechol. Eliezer is given something to eat. Vayomer, he says, lo achal, I can't eat. Ad imdibarti devarai, until I say what I have to say. Okay, so Pashas, we know he wanted to make sure he fulfilled the mission that Avraham entrusted him with. And this was, Chazal tell us, how he wasn't poisoned before he accomplished his task. Fine. Says Kedushas Levi, Lo ochal ad asher dibarti devari, I will not eat until I speak my words. Why did he not want to eat? Says Kedushas Levi, it's a halach in Shulchan Aruch. Eben Ezer, Simon Samach Aleph, V'nagu shachasen v'kala mis'anen v'yom chupasam. Chasen's supposed to fast. The chasen here is Yitzchak, but his shliach is Eliezer. He's making the birchas erusin. So says Levi Yitzchak Yibadichev, so he said, I can't eat. Adam dibarti devarai, until I speak my harei at mukadeshesli words, the formula I'm supposed to recite to the kala. Until I'm mekadesher as the shliach, I can't eat, I have to fast. So writes Kedushas Levi, he says, Ki Eliezer, kides es rifka b'shlichas Yitzchak, b'shlichas Yitzchak, v'achasem b'yom kedushin, asa lo lechol ad achar kedushin. He says, that's pshat, lo ochal, adem dibarti devarai, v'zeo ha-kedushin. He didn't want to eat because he was the shliach le-kedushin, he had it for a minute to fast. Now there's one obvious, very basic problem with this pshat in the psukim. If you think back to the story in Perek Chav Dalet, what's the obvious problem with this pshat? According to Kedushas Levi, Eliezer is fasting because he's mekadesh Rivka as a shliach for Yitzchak, and he assumes that the minhag to fast is not just the chassan himself, but even to the shliach who's mekadesh the kala. But pashat pshat in the psukim, if you look at the psukim, perek chavdal, what's the obvious kasha on this mahalach of the Kedushas Levi? He drank, right? So Rashi Weiss asks, what are you talking about? Look back at the well. The whole means through which he determined that Rivka was the right one was because she gave him to drink and all his camels. But it wasn't just his camels. The Pasuk says, Vatomer Shesei Adoni, Vatimaher Vatored Kada Al Yada Vatashkehu. She gave Eliezer to drink. So how could you say there's a minute to fast and that's why he wasn't eating before he said his piece? He already drank at the well. Ah, he's saying at that point in time he wasn't sure he'd be able to be Mekadosh yet.
He didn't know yet.
She's saying before she gave all his camels, she gave him to drink. At that point, he didn't have a kala yet. He still might have failed in his mission, theoretically. So he wasn't sure he was going to be Kaddish anyone yet. So at that point, he's still drinking. Once she gave all his camels to drink, oh, now he had a kala. Now he's fasting at this point on. Okay, good teretz. Very good. But this also raises a very fascinating shiloh. What's the minhag to fast for the chasen based on? Why is the chasen fasting altogether? So there's two explanations Rav Asher Weiss cites from the Beis Shmuel in Simen Samach Aleph, Sifkat and Vav. The Beis Shmuel cites two reasons why the minhag is to fast. First, the Maor Mintz tells us, because it's like a Yom HaKippurim, it's a day of Mechilas Avonos, you fast. The second reason, he says, is because to be a Mekadosh woman, you have to be in your right frame of mind. You have to have das for the Kedushin. And if you're going to drink too much alcoholic beverages, you might become too shikr to be halachically capable of being Mekadosh a woman. Two reasons given for why you're supposed to fast on the day of the chasna. Now, the second reason, I guess, would explain why you can't drink alcoholic beverages. I guess you're worried that once you're going to start eating, you'll start drinking with it, perhaps. Now, the Beis Shmuel says the nafkamina would be the following. He says, do you have to fast the entire day? As if it's just because you have to be of clear mind when performing the Kedushin. Okay, so once I've done the Kedushin, I'm done. But if the whole day is a Yom Mechilas Avonos, maybe you should have to fast until the day is over, regardless of when the Kedushin happens to have been. That's the Beis Shmuel's nafkamina. Rav Asher Weiss cites this discussion, legabe our discussion here in the Parsha. We saw that according to Tosfos and Ksuvos, Daf Zayin, Eliezer was a Shliach Kedushin. And Tosfos says that the Shliach Kedushin recites the brachos. And the Kedushas Levi assumes that the Shliach Kedushin also has to fast. Does that make sense according to the Ta'am HaMinag, that the Shliach Kedushin has to fast? If the Ta'am HaMinag is because it's a Yom Mechilas Avonos, not for the Shliach, only for the actual Chasan. But if the reason for the Minag is because you have to be of clear, sound mind when you're performing the Maisa Kedushin to have proper Das, then one might argue that the Shliach also should have to fast to ensure that he is not in any way a Shikr B'Shas Kedushin. So it's another fascinating application of this discussion. Another shaila which Asher Weiss raises from some of the Rishonim, which probably relates to shlichus for kedushin in general. The Gemara in Kedushin Daf Mem Aleph says that asa la adam la kadesh es isha ad shi yirena. That a person is not allowed to marry a woman before seeing her at least once. I think that's why even in the Hasidish world where they're relying on the parents to make the shidduch, but they'll at least have one sit-in when they'll see each other at least once before the Kiddushin. Because the Gemara says you can't marry a woman until you see her first. So what happened here? If you assume Eliezer was a shliach for Kiddushin, Yitzchak never saw his kala beforehand. Which is why some Rishonim argue that he wasn't a shliach for Kiddushin, he was a shliach simply to bring Kala back. And Yitzchak himself was Mekadesher when she got to where he was. Which might be why, says Rav Weiss, the Pasuk later on in Pasuk Samach Zion says, Vayivieha Yitzchak ka'oela sarimo, Vayikachas Rivka, Vatilo le'isha. He brings her to his tent, and Vayikachas Rivka. Why the seemingly repetition in the Pasuk? Because he was Mekadesher according to this approach. If Eliezer couldn't be Mekadesher because Yitzchak had to see her first, so then maybe when she came back to Yitzchak, that's when he was Mekadesher for the first time. Another last question. Again, assuming Eliezer was the Shliach Kedushin, as Tosis assumes, based on Meseches Kala. If Eliezer was the Shliach Kedushin, what was the form of Kedushin? How did he perform the Kinyan Kedushin? What did he do to be Mekadesher? Kesef, Shtar, presumably not Bia, he's a shliach, so what's the, where's the Kenyan Kedushin here? So how is he Mekadesher? The Pashtus, because he gave her all the gifts. Vayotza Eved, Klei Chesef, Uchlei Zav, Ubegadim, Vayitin L'Rivka, he gave her the Klei Chesef, the Klei Zav, and all of the clothing. That's in Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Nun Gimel. The problem with that, the question that is then raised, maybe I'll just leave for further thought, is the following. That pasuk, which presumably refers to the Kenyan Kesef of Kedushin, Vayotze Eved Klei Chesef Klei Zav Ubegadim Vayitin L'Rivka, is in pasuk Nun Gimel. Where's the pasuk that we derive the Birchas Erisin from? That's Vayivarchus Rivka. That's seven psukim later, pasuk Samach. So first he gives her all the gifts, that's the Kesef Kedushin, and only subsequently, he's reciting the brachos by Vayivarchus Rivka. Halachically, we don't follow that sequence of events. We first recite the Birchas Erisin. Only subsequently does the Masada Kedushin tell the Chasan, now give the ring to the Kala. Yet in the Psukim, it seems to be the reverse. First, he gives her the Kesef Kedushin, and then the brachos are recited afterwards. So we'll leave that for a further thought. Again, this is only questionable if you assume that Eliezer was an actually shliach l'kedushin, as Tosfos Ksubas Daf Zayin assumes.